My first professional job was at the Kansas City Starlight, and it was between my it's when I got my equity card, and between my junior and senior year in college, and after my senior year in college, and I was there for 2 summers, and we were I was in the ensemble. But the Starlight in those days was a really a resting place for people who are well known to do the parts that they really wanted to do, and of course Carol Burnett was where I met. That's where I met Carol Burnett, wonderful dancer Eddie Villella. Eddie Villella was just brilliant. He was a ballet dancer, and they would do shows that were classical. We used to call them light operas.
Okay.
Light operas. Mm-hmm. They were called light operas, and we did them, and they always had a ballet in them.
Oh, okay.
And Eddie Villella was his greatest thing, one of his greatest things, just because it was so outstanding, mm-hmm. was that he could leap. He could leap. And he just almost never came down. He had that extraordinary extension and the leap. And I just adored him. We were wonderful friends. One of the best people that I met was Catherine Damon, but she was Skipper Damon. And Skipper was of that quality of star that just was there, and she went on and did some wonderful things. She ended up being on something called Soap, mm-hmm. which was a classic, which was a series,
mm-hmm.
and her name was Catherine Damon, but her name was Skipper. I will talk about her more, but I met her at the Kansas City Starlight. And so many other people. If I could find those programs, I'd have more. But there were really I learned how to handle myself there. But I was very grateful for knowing how to. I wasn't such a hick after I got to the sorority and Northwestern and Kansas City Starlight, because I came.
You're more sophisticated.
I was more sophisticated. I came to New York with my equity card.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could go out as soon as I got there. I had the first week I was auditioning for things,
mm-hmm.
and I got something the first week. So I, you know, that was in the chorus. In those days, you auditioned for the chorus by mm-hmm. standing in line.
Oh, of course, like the chorus line.
That's all right. Yeah, exactly. But we would. You knew that the audition would be at 10 o'clock in the morning, but you'd be there at 9 to be in line. And you'd sing 8 bars or 10 bars, and sometimes they'd ask you to sing a second song,
mm-hmm.
or something else, and that was fun. I mean, that was always interesting. You always had a second or third song. You'd always had a romantic song. You always had a love song.
Mm-hmm.
You also had a big belt or something that was comedic.
Mm-hmm.
You had just something like. My favorite musical is Carousel,
mm-hmm.
and so I would sing. I got to play Carrie. I got mm-hmm. to play. His name is Mr. Snow, and got to sing that. And that was a wonderful production that I did in Summer Stock,
mm-hmm.
And that I got to play with Reed Shelton.
Mm-hmm.
He was Mr. Snow, and he's of course the one that went on and did. Daddy Warbucks. I was always so happy that he got a really nice Broadway show that he was known for, which was Daddy Warbucks. And so that was, you know, that was the beginning. That was sort of how I began. But
the Starlight.
I had,
mm-hmm.
at the Starlight professionally.
Mm-hmm.
But I had many, I had much more experience.
Mm-hmm.
And recognition and credits is what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying. Credits. I learned to work with professionals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was a professional, but it was community theater.
Mm-hmm.
But you learn a hell of a lot about theater from community theater, especially if you have the proper directors.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you have people that are training you.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Tarvers, I've talked about the Tarvers, Ben and Charlene Tarver before. They were definitely my teachers and mm-hmm. professional teachers, and they came from New York. Were paid to come to Fort Wayne to do these community theater productions, mm-hmm. but they weren't community. They were semi professional because they were professional.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It basically taught me about professional theater or how to be in the theater mm-hmm. to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have that. Where do I go now? Because I knew, and I had my equity card.
Right.
If you had your equity card, then you could go to any audition,
mm-hmm.
and. So I worked a lot in the beginning, in those years.